Hello and welcome back to the David Ditts podcast. I'm your host, Lauren Mitchell. It's Wednesday, the 15th of July. Have you got the football fever coursing through your veins? I certainly have. I don't know how I'm going to get anything done today because all I can think about is the fact that in a matter of hours, I've got to be in front of a television screen screaming at Jude Bellingham and Harry Kane. But we've got to get through it together. And unfortunately, we're not talking about football on today's pod, but we are heading to the Rock of Gibraltar because they have had the wonderful Army Adjutant General Corps netball team pay them a visit. And to get the goss, Jacob Dyer went to see them. Hello, Jacob.
Hello. We can talk about football if you want.
I'm excited. Are you?
I'm really nervous. I'm terrified. I think we've got this.
I've
jinxed it, but I really do.
We've got it in the back. It's just two more games. Just two games of football and we're World Cup champions.
Oh, we can dream. We can dream, Lauren.
We can indeed. But you have been busy over on the Rock of Gibraltar. You've been there for quite a few weeks now as well, sort of getting yourself in and around the community. How's it been for you?
It's my last week, Lauren.
Oh.
My holiday, I mean work trip, is coming to an end. I'm gutted. I've loved it. So next week, flying back to the UK, going back to RAF Brize Norton. Really looking forward to heading back to Brize. But this has just been an incredible opportunity. I've met some brilliant people and it's really opened my eyes to the incredible forces world coming overseas.
It certainly does open your eyes. It is like an experience like no other. And you've been busy with this netball team. Go on then. How did you sort of find out that they were coming to Gibraltar? Sort of give me the goss.
Our BFBS studio here in Gibraltar is right next to the local school. And I saw some very excited five-year-olds talking about netball. And then one of the teachers told me that later on today, they are off to have a netball session from a visiting Army netball team. So I said, give me the deets. I want to be there. So that's how it happened.
So your gate crashed it ever so slightly.
Basically, yeah.
So Jacob, can you tell me a little bit about the Adjutant General Corps and who they are and what it is that they do?
They're really interesting, actually. They are one of the largest corps in the British Army. Basically, they provide essential support like admin, they do the legal bits, educational stuff, policing and personnel support across all Army units. So chances are, where you're listening right now, there will be at least one person from the AGC with you.
Do we know why they have chosen to come to Gibraltar?
So the AGC Warriors have done trips previously. I think they went to Cyprus last year. In the past, they've done Fiji. But the thing is, personnel in this netball team are based right around the forces world. So they need somewhere to get together and train. So I think obviously they look for a nice sunny location and who can blame them to really make the most of it. So they came out here to Gibraltar and they hadn't been here before. So that's why.
And they have players from all over the place, don't they, as part of this team?
Yeah, so right around the UK, from Scotland down to the South Coast, but also in Europe as well. I know someone from Germany is on the team, so they don't all know each other. Most of them haven't met before, which is why opportunities like this are so valuable.
When you were there, who did you speak to?
So it was quite special, actually. So I mentioned the school children being very excited. I went along to them training the school kids. They were basically giving the kids a netball 101 class, teaching them the ropes. And it was highly entertaining. They actually managed to keep five-year-olds interested in something for a lot longer than I can. I've had, you know, when we get the kids in the studio, you know what it's like. It can be hard. I spoke to a number of people, including a few of the team members, but I started by talking to Lieutenant Colonel Lorraine Thomas to see how everyone was getting on.
So I'm a chair of the AGC Netball, and I thought it'd be a great idea to bring the girls out to do some free season training in Gibraltar. I wasn't expecting this heat, but it's all good training. And so I've brought 14 girls out to play and do some intercorp pre-season training.
Any highlights from the training process so far this week?
What we focused on this year is we focused on bringing a lot of youngsters. So we've actually got three people that are very junior, just out of training. So what a great opportunity for them to come to Gibraltar in their first 6 months of army life. But we've also got some of the more experienced players. So what we're doing is focusing on bringing those youngsters, their skills forward and making sure that they're ready.
And how is it going to benefit them having trained in Gibraltar?
Being in the sunshine, doing some team bonding, learning all the skills that we need and require for them, getting some confidence and really just getting together, because we don't do that very often. We're from all over.
And you've also connected with the local community as well, including lots of military children. Could you talk us through that process?
Yeah, I can. Yeah, it's been an absolute delight. So I engaged with Amy Woodward initially, a part of the children's schools out here. And she said, oh, can we come visit? I said, absolutely. So what we've done is we've facilitated a bit of a session with them to have some fun training sessions and hopefully get some future netballers out of them.
My name's Sergeant Kirsty Payne. I am currently based in Uphaven in Army Adventure Training Centre.
And how have you found this week being in Gibraltar?
Coming up here, the humidity's a lot different and quite a lot stronger. We've got intercorp coming up in September, so this is kind of pre-training for us to get ready for that.
Any highlights from your time in Gibraltar? Have you been up the rock?
We have a lot of plans in place. We are going up the rock and we are going on a tunnel tour. We have explored the beach, which was fantastic.
And presumably it's a great opportunity for you to really bond with your teammates. How has the camaraderie been?
As we are the AGC Warriors netball team, we are based all across the UK, some overseas. We do have a player that is currently based in Gibraltar who is meeting us at the weekend.
Hiya, I'm Private Nesta Unwin. I'm currently with the Scots Guards up in Catterick. I love coming away and going to new places, and it's actually my first netball tour, so I've really enjoyed it so far, just getting to meet the team, be somewhere new, different environment.
And what made you want to join?
I've always played netball, but when I joined I saw that the team was so like friendly and welcoming and opening. It just really made me want to play again, so I stopped for a while, and then it's been really helpful to get back into it and yeah, just meet people as well, just to get to know everyone. So whenever we get the opportunity to get together, play netball and just do something a little bit fun, it's really, really enjoyable.
Wow, what a great opportunity they've had to come to Gibraltar. But how awesome is that some of them have basically just left basic training and they're already seeing the world.
I know, very cool. And I think that was part of it as well, similar to how we taught Lauren about going overseas really opens up your eyes to the rest of the forces world. That was the case with some of the people on this netball team who have, like you said, just finished basic training. They've not been overseas before, and I could just tell by looking at their faces, it was like, wow, I'm in for such an exceptional ride being in the forces. And seeing that firsthand, their first time overseas, was really quite special, because it's basically how I felt 2 months ago when I first came overseas.
How did the kids react to the training sessions? Do you think Lorraine was right and that we might have some future netballers in the mix?
Oh, definitely. Like I said, keeping five-year-olds, because that's how young some of them were, five-year-olds entertained can be a challenge.
Yeah.
But they absolutely smashed it. So they did a bit of netball, but obviously they're five-year-olds. They want something more relaxed. So they were kind of doing the under-over with the netball. So you put the netball over one person's head and then the next person grabs it and it goes under. That kind of chain is what they were doing. They also had a lot of balloons and were just playing with balloons, which was great. And they lasted a lot longer with the balloons before they decided to start popping them than I thought. So they did well with the balloons. It was just fantastic. I was a military child myself, and I remember these opportunities where you get to interact with serving personnel, but in a different way than you're used to. It's so insightful because it really opens your eyes up as to what the incredible opportunities are within the military. So I think a lot of these young kids were so inspired, they would have gone home to their parents saying they had the best day. I genuinely believe that. And at the end, it was lovely. They all got stickers saying, I love netball. They all shouted, we love netball, when they got the photo. So that really made my day, seeing everyone in that room smiling ear to ear. both the people in the netball team and the military kids as well.
Oh, this is so precious. Oh, bless them. I'm so glad that they had a nice time.
Yeah, it was lovely. A bit chaotic, but but great. And also amazing that the AGC Warriors came out here, took time out of their busy training to give back to the local community.
So all of this seems like great training for something that's coming up in September. Do you know what it is that they're doing in September?
So very exciting. They have got Intercore happening in September, but it goes back to them not knowing each other already, right? Prior to this trip. So now they know each other. They know their strengths. They know their weaknesses. They're ready. They've been training out here in Gibraltar in this very hot heat. And I've got everything crossed for them, to be honest with you, because it is a big deal, especially when a lot of people in this team are kind of new to netball or haven't played netball since their school days. A lot of people have got back into it after potentially 10 years of not playing. So this has just been so beneficial to them.
And do you know if they've managed to get any play alongside work? Well, I say work, it's also play, isn't it? You're playing netball. Have they managed to see much of Gibraltar? Have they been up the rock? Have they seen the monkeys?
So when I spoke to them, it was day two of their, I think, 5-day long trip out here. So I know they'd already been to the beach because priorities, go to Gibraltar, day one, straight to that beach. I know they'd done that. I believe a few beach barbecues were potentially in the works. And I know they were going up the infamous Rock of Gibraltar as well.
It's got to be done. It's got to be done. You can't go to the Rock of Gibraltar and not go up the Rock, surely.
No, you have to do it. It's a workout, though. The first time I did it, I was so out of breath. But it's getting easier each time I do it. But these guys are athletes. They'll be absolutely fine.
True, they will be. And Jacob, finally, if you could choose, which position would you play in netball?
Well, I can't say I've ever played netball before. If I had to pick, probably goal defence.
Oh, would you be a defender?
Yeah, because I can't shoot.
Ah,
that
okay.
would just be a disaster. No one would want me on their team if I was responsible for shooting. So I'll defend or try and defend, because I feel like there's less blame as well if they score in your defence. You can just say, oh, they're really good. But if you're shooting and you miss every single one, yeah, the blame's coming to you. So that, yeah, I'm a defender.
I understand your reasoning and I'm here for it 100%. Well, Jacob, thank you so much for coming on the pod today. It's always so nice to have you here. You're becoming a bit of a Daily Dits podcast veteran now.
Yeah, it feels like that. We're really getting into it.
And we'll have to catch you when you go back to Bry's. But before I let you go,
mm-hmm.
I believe there are some little congratulations in order, because you marked your 1-year anniversary at BFBS.
Yes, yesterday I celebrated 1 year at BFBS and it has flown by. I'm having the best time.
Oh, I remember my first year at BFBS. I didn't have a clue.
All
what was
those
going
years
on.
Ago.
All those years. Back in my day.
We got different days here, Lauren.
Oh, Jacob, I hope that you celebrate in style for your 1-year anniversary. And once again, thank you so much for being on the pod. Well, what else is going on across BFBS? Did you know that you can listen to BFBS on the little robot in your home? That's right, your Alexa. You can access all BFBS radio stations through Alexa using our bespoke BFBS skill. Here's how it works. If it's your first time, you'll need to say, Alexa, enable BFBS. This will install the BFBS skill on your device. It's absolutely the best way to listen to BFBS on your smart speaker. You can also enable the skill via the Alexa app or the Amazon website. You can even ask Alexa what's playing. Alexa, ask BFBS what's playing, and she'll tell you the song title and the artist, so you never miss a new favourite song or struggle naming that classic track. Well, thank you so much for listening to today's episode of Daily Dits. I've been your host, Lauren Mitchell, and I'll see you tomorrow.